The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska operates 15 Head Start classrooms around Southeast, from Yakutat to Saxman, including 5 in Juneau. The veto cost them more than $400,000 in state funding. Amber Fromhers is Tlingit and Haida's Head Start director.
Without those funds, we're not going to close all of our doors, but we certainly have to make up the same amount through saving costs. And unfortunately, it might just have to come to closing slots and closing programs.
Head Start is a national program aimed at providing low-income 3- and 4-year-olds with early education, as well as meals and other services, all for free. Fromhurst says if the state does not restore funding, Tlingit and Haida will start by cutting back on non-mandatory services like busing. But she says their biggest expense by far is staffing, and cutting positions will require cutting spots in classrooms or shutting them down altogether. Tlingit and Haida hasn't determined yet where those cuts would be made. Fromhers says it's a complicated choice.
You know, we have to look at different variables of, are there other pre-K programs there? Are we serving our target audience? You know, lower income families experiencing homelessness, disabilities, or engaged with the foster care system?
Losing state funding also puts Tlingit and Haida at risk of losing federal dollars for Head Start. They need 20% of their funding to come from non-federal sources in order to qualify, and the state funds they were counting on would have been almost all of that. Fromhurst says they can apply for a waiver from the National Office of Head Start, which would release them from the match requirement this year, but it won't keep doors from closing. She's still hoping the Alaska legislature will restore Head Start's funding, and Dunleavy will let it stand. But if that doesn't happen, she says, Tlingit and Haida will most likely make a decision next week about which positions to cut.
I wish I could have an answer, and I wish I knew, even if it was bad news, I wish I knew today. I have people's lives in limbo. I have their livelihood in limbo.
Families are in limbo, too. Fromhers says it makes sense for the state to support Head Start in rural Alaska, and that pre-K shouldn't just be available to city dwellers and the wealthy.
You know, fishermen and all of our caretakers of our beautiful state in these tourist-heavy visited areas, those folks, their children also would deserve an early education.
Tlingit and Haida's Head Start program currently serves 262 children throughout Southeast Alaska. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.